This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Wales and England. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back. My name is Chris Loxton. Joining me in the car is Pascal Zubabula, Jurgen Klinsmann, Duri Char and Harry Lowe. We have just witnessed England beat Wales 3-0 at Ahmed bin Ali Stadium, taking England top of the group with USA in second place after their win against Iran. Jurgen, come to you first. First 20 minutes of the game, England had 75% of their possession in the build-up phase, 51% of that in an unopposed build-up phase, meaning that Wales were not actually pressing England with the ball, but 8-second ball recovery time. So when they did lose the possession of the ball, they won it back very quickly.
And that was very impressive, that you could see how serious England took this game, winning the ball back right away after losing it here and there, constantly having the possession. They kept the tempo high. They didn't score in the first half, but then the goals were rolling, obviously, in the second half. No, very well done from a Wales point of view. Certainly, they tried to weather the storm in the first half, in the first 20-25 minutes, by being such in a low block and defensive-minded. They hope that, you know, they can keep energy for the whole 90 minutes then, and speculate then on a counter break through... Moore up front, maybe finding him as a nine, or Gareth Bale. Unfortunately, Gareth Bale didn't come out of the locker room after halftime anymore. But I think very well played by England, very seriously. The way they created in the chances second half was fantastic. Foden played a really, really big role in this whole thing, and well-deserved first spot, and was enjoyable.
And Duri, you were looking at Wales, very strict, I would say, 4-4-2, making it very difficult for England.
Yeah, the first half, I think they did well. They stay in the mid block, sometimes the low block with 4-4-2, sometimes with a 4-2-3-1, compact and disciplined. But they was not real dangerous in the transition situation with the ball. But in the defensive work, I think the team working together well, and was a good result for the first half.
And just in addition to what you were saying, Chris, at the start with some of the stats around England, 73% possession on our possession control metric, with 20 for Wales and 7 in contest. And as well as that, the counter-press for England. So you mentioned the ball recovery time, 16% counter-press in the first half. That's 9% above the average that we've seen so far. So really doing well in the recovery and the counter-pressing areas. And just a few on Wales, in addition to what you said, Jury. So one final third entry in the first half for Wales, 0 defensive line breaks and 2 midfield line breaks by the time we got to half-time. So, and just showed the control, really, that England had in that first half.
And Jurgen, before we talk about Marcus Rashford and the impact he had on the game, defensively is maybe not an element that we've looked at England so much, but how did they control their defensive structure tonight?
No, I think they controlled it well. Obviously, Wales didn't really kind of put real threat on the English side. I mean, with all due respect, it's just not enough then to put to England on the back foot and create chances and make something happen. I think England was in control the entire game. I loved it that they started to also kind of flowed more, you know, in their positions, you know, when Rashford came on, you know, he and Foden then, you know, switched over left and right, you know, it was not static anymore. They didn't keep only their position that they were coming on with. They tried to kind of rotate a bit, and that was fun to watch. Obviously, the free kick, the first goal, that was a rocket. That was an absolute beautiful goal. And interesting was just to see that the second goal came right after the first one, actually from the kickoff of the Welsh team. You know, they passed the ball backwards, and England pressed them high and won the ball back. And from that, basically, it resulted into Harry Kane getting possession, and his cross then was just a fantastic cross, sharp on the ground cross to Foden for the second goal, and game over here. And that shows that England is a serious contender in this tournament. They are focused. They know what really matters from their defensive shape, from the job that they're doing in the back line, all the way up to the very front. Even if Harry Kane didn't score a goal, he's connecting the piece as well. Obviously, he had another assist. So, well deserved.
Yeah, thank you. And Rashford actually was the person that recovered, or the player that recovered the ball for that second goal, and obviously then went on to score the third as well. Zubi, we were asking whether that was the first direct free kick goal we've seen in the tournament so far.
Yeah, it was really the first direct free kick goal what we saw. I have to say about this free kick, I'm not so happy with Ward, the goalkeeper from Wales. He had a good starting position on the beginning, and then he was thinking the ball will come over the wall, and he made already one or two little steps on his right side, and Rashford hammered the ball on his left side. It's always a situation for a goalkeeper where you have to be clear if the ball is coming over the wall. You have not to speculate for these balls. Yeah? You have to be clear on your side that you are there. And it was also interesting to see next to the four-man wall from Wales, England stay there with Harry Maguire and Stones. These two close the view for the goalkeeper. And if Maguire and Stone stay there, this is like a mountain in front of you. And this was, of course, a problem also for Ward, for the goalkeeper. Anyway, I have to say, Ward started the game fantastic. Yeah, in the ninth minute, he had a great starting position situation. And then after, against Rashford, this one-versus-one situation to handle. But then, in the second half, 50s, a free kick goal, and straight after, like Jürgen described, after the kickoff, straight away, this goal from Foden, he was also not in a good position. From the cross, low cross, on the ground from Harry Kane, there he could anticipate this ball better. And the third goal, it was clear that even the third goal between his legs, even not his mistakes, but for a goalkeeper, a nightmare to concede all these three goals today. And on the other side, I have to say, Pickford, he had one situation to handle in the second half. It was a deflected shot, and he did it well, but Wales was not good enough.
Gentlemen, thank you once again. We are heading back to the hotel after another full round of games. So we see Group B finish with England on first place on 7 points. USA, after beating Iran 1-0, on 5 points in second place. Iran on 3 in third place, and Wales on 1 in fourth place. We also have now our first round of 16 matchups, with Netherlands playing USA and England playing against Senegal. Join us again on the Training Centre podcast. Bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.